And hello, welcome to the sixth edition of In No Particular Order podcast, where our very, 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 very special guest, Jorge Martin, has decided that our mock draft today will be running backs, best running backs of all time. And since most of them would be Steelers, we just automatically, like, said you didn't have to pick a Steeler, that you could pick anyone that you wanted. And since most of them aren't going to be CFL guys, since we have two Canadians on the dais, it will be kind of interesting, I think, I hope. If you guys want to join in the mock, you can do so. Please do so. But if you're doing it on Twitter, I will not see your anything if you put it in Twitter. We can't, for some reason, we can't get, what up, Dynasty Jax? We can't get the Twitter feed. So go to Twitch, go to YouTube, go to Facebook, and then we can get you. If you are on YouTube, you should just like punch that like button and subscribe to the Going for Two Network, because it's just chock full of so many things, so many wonderful things. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Doing good.
Yeah?
So pumped.
It's a little wet here in Denver.
So pumped.
What is this rain that we, this it's, thing that's happening?
It's the greatest thing ever.
I sort of don't mind it.
I love it. I love the rain. I put on Instagram today my dog in his yellow rain jacket, which he simply hates, but it's the cutest thing ever. But he hates it. But it's okay because he's so cute. All right. So
we just had the wettest winter ever in California, like in like the last 50 years in California. So
really?
So yeah, we loved it. Loved it.
But it still stayed like what, 80 degrees or whatever? Like it was wet, but it wasn't cold or anything. Was it cold?
We got into the 50s. No, we got into the 50s and Californians were like, oh, it's freezing here. So
I love that.
They got all their puffer jackets out.
I know, right? The mufflers and stuff.
We're acting like it's end of days. You know, yeah, you don't want to be driving in LA when it rains, because it's just like you may as well just you may as well like try and get a helicopter or get a boat, because you'll move faster. We just don't drive in the rain.
I'm guessing Dynasty Jax lives in California because he said you guys needed it.
Yeah, I think that's Keith Jackson. I'm pretty sure he's from San Diego. So
San Diego. I hear San Diego's very pretty. Way to go. Jamie, we are drafting running backs tonight. Hello, Jamie. We are drafting the best running backs that aren't Steelers.
I was going to say, are we going to take Roshan Johnson just to make Jamie happy? That might happen. I might even trade up, just like I've done in real rookie drafts. For rookie.
Are we allowed to trade?
You can, but, you know, I'm not trading with you. So
it's just because you don't trust me.
Yes, that is exactly why I'm not trading with you.
I thought she just didn't want to keep track, to be honest.
And that's another good point.
We know you so well.
Like, I have only so much paper right here, and this is like makeup paper. All right, Jamie has picked Bo Jackson as his number one pick.
Well, there it goes. I'll cross him off the list.
I
can't take him.
No,
he can also play center field.
Yeah,
Bo knows. All right, so the draft order for people listening and watching: Jorge will draft number one, KG will draft number two, Kyle will draft number three, I will draft last, and it's a snake draft, so I will draft again. We're going 7 rounds, best running backs by whatever measurement we deem necessary. Jorge, who is your 101 pick?
I am going down partly to troll you as a Steeler fan, and
I see where this is going.
Going down to the great state of Texas.
Whatever.
The Tyler Rose himself, Earl Campbell.
Wow.
The greatest running back I've ever seen.
In powder baby blue.
Oh,
come on now.
That 34 when there was a time his whole jersey got ripped off him, and then he broke off an 80 yarder. And it was just like, oh man, I was going to go somewhere else. One of the greatest, probably the greatest of the '60s, but I didn't think Earl would last come back to me. And he's always been one of my favorites.
All right. Earl Campbell's off the board as the 101 pick.
So is Jamie saying we should be drafting Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky in this too?
I think so.
I think he is.
I think Jamie's.
I'm gonna, I'm gonna drink to Earl, by the way.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Salute, everybody.
Salute.
Like, if Earl Campbell had a very specific football son, it would be like Christian Okoye, right? Like, they both had those, like, the shoulders. It was like they were big men. Earl was just a big man. He's good. I like that pick.
Well, KG, you're next. Who are you picking?
You know, Jorge made the wrong pick, but I like the pick.
So are you gonna stay in what is the AFC North?
I am staying in the AFC North, but I'm probably not with the one, you know, this I think that Kyle's gonna be happy what might fall to him. So I am going with sweetness, Walter Payton, as a number two pick. He would have been my number one if I was 1-1 anyways. You know, you got to remember that when Walter Payton broke the all-time rushing record of, I think at the time it was Jim Brown, whatever. Yes. Everybody keeps beating Jim Brown, and Jim Brown's probably, which is so totally unfair, right? But
yeah,
he was probably 3,000 to 4,000 yards ahead of Jim Brown at that time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sweetness, passed away too early. God bless his soul. Oh. You know what? He changed the way running backs actually ran. Him, because after him, there was all kinds of running backs that did what he did, but he just really changed the way. And if you think about a team that back in his day was all defense, and he was the face of that franchise of the Chicago Bears. So Walter Payton for me, no question, sweetness, love him.
Oh, and he never had a quarterback until Jim McMahon to take the pressure off him.
Absolutely. So, and exactly. And then what happened when that happened is they won the Super Bowl. Very simple. So
arguably the greatest team of all time.
Hey, Terry.
That's true.
This is our other co-host who hates sports, so she's not on the show tonight. TV with her, everyone likes a big man. She says that, but everyone asks her how big her husband is.
How big's your husband, Terry?
Yeah, Terry. How big is Lewis? All right, Kyle.
Well, I actually just want to say something about Walter Payton because part of, like, you know, the longevity and like the breaking the rushing record, I was looking it up and I'm pretty sure he's the only running back to be on two separate all decade teams. He was on the 70s all decade team and the 80s all decade team.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That's amazing. You've got a couple other positions where the longevity allows them to be on two all decade teams, but like you're never seeing that for a running back. And I think he has the most consecutive starts or something like over 160 consecutive starts as a running back. So, or consecutive games played. I think that's a record too. So his durability is also something incredible, you know, best ability is availability. Right. So,
Back then that durability was huge for a man, his size. He was not a huge running man. He wasn't like Earl Campbell. That's for sure. And I think at one point too, he owned the rushing single game record too. It was like 270 yards, 275,
whatever it was. 275.
So he owned that too. And I appreciate the Earl Campbell pick, but I really do appreciate you letting sweetness drop to me.
Well, Jorge and Kevin, I appreciate both your picks because
I know you do, because you're staying in that division, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I think the greatest running back of all time is in the other North, in the AFC North. So sorry, Gladys, this is like anti-Steelers pick almost. I think Jim Brown's the greatest running back ever. He played 9 seasons in the NFL and he led the league in rushing 8 times. Like this, he was an unstoppable force. Like, think about it. The Cleveland Browns, championship Cleveland Browns, 1964. Haven't won a title since then. And I think Jim Brown was the engine that made that team go. To me, just watching the tape of him that exists, like his contact balance is incredible. I've seen some runs where his whole body's basically parallel to the ground and yet can still put, like, has the calf muscle to pull himself back up and keep running. Like, you know, just couldn't stop him at all. I think a couple of these running backs had shorter careers than we would have liked. I think he was one of them, again, only 9 seasons, but just sheer dominance the entire time he was in the league. So I think Jim Brown's the number one running back. So I think it's kind of a bit of a steal to get him at 103.
I think he's also in the College Hall of Fame for lacrosse.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I know. I'm like.
For what?
Lacrosse.
Huh? I'm putting this comment up just because, even though it may not be true, but thank you, Jamie. That might have been a Browns bias pick there for Jamie's sake, but no, I did truly.
Kyle just took a screenshot of that.
Oh, this is being recorded. I don't need a screenshot. I can do that after the fact.
It's like recorded over and over and over and over and over again.
You gotta remember too, Jim Brown.
Make that a short.
If you think about Jim Brown in who he was, I apologize. Those are my chicken wings. My apologies for the beeping. But if you think about Jim Brown as a man, he was certainly the champion of human rights and a changer of where African Americans were put in this country and where he was at that time. And that's a huge thing. We look at people like that, like Muhammad Ali and others in a rarefied air. And I think Jim Brown sits there too.
Also, I've got to say, I mean, he's different. Sorry, Jorge.
Go ahead.
Just no, you, Kyle. We're in '60s is kind of a different era. The fullback halfback distinction was very much almost non-existent since both roles were essentially the same. Jim Brown's actually a fullback, but yet he was still the main rushing weapon for that team. I think whoever their halfback was really good too, but that was a team where you were just going to give it to the fullback because he was that amazing. So tough to think of someone that athletic to being a fullback, but that was the NFL in the '60s.
That big and so fast, still so fast. I mean, just amazing. Long strides. So he didn't look as fast, but I mean, you just look around and he's running away from everybody. And I think he was like, you know, like six foot, 6'1". What's that? How big was he? He was like 225, 230. But I mean, that was in the time where he was the same size as linebackers.
That's Nick.
Yeah. It's because he played lacrosse.
Yeah. It's the nimble lacrosse feet that got him there. All right. My first pick.
You better do it.
I'm not going to do
this. This would make me feel real good if this pick happens the way I think it should.
I'm not going to do it. I know.
You got to do it.
I have two. I have a back-to-back pick.
Yeah, but it still counts if you take it.
One of them better be who I think it's going to be.
Okay, so
I'd be okay if she didn't take him. Means I could take him.
Yeah, right.
Sorry,
are
Gladys.
Are you guys talking about the bus? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Okay, good.
No, Gus Edwards. No, I don't think we were going to draft Gus Edwards.
When does Gus Edwards get that nickname? That is not his nickname.
Gus the bus. I don't know. No. It rhymes.
Only people... you call him that. Only you call him that.
Gus the bus.
Yeah. Okay. Ah. This is sentimental reasons, is Gale Sayers.
Oh,
is my first pick.
Two Bears.
Yeah, two Bears in a row. Like, all right. He also, like, what was his saying? All he needed was 18 inches of daylight and no one could get him. But Brian Song is the first and last sports movie I've ever watched. I've never seen a sports movie after Brian Song. I can't. And then
Cry Like a Baby.
Yep. Even at the start, like, cause you know it's gonna happen. Yes. Yeah, Rookie of the Year is the youngest player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame at 34. He only played 7 seasons, 4 times Pro Bowl. I don't think you could. Gale Sayers is my one four pick. And then I'm going to come back.
Hold on a second. I want to talk about Gale Sayers a little bit.
I'm sorry. All right. What do you want?
Out of the top 100 in total yards, right?
Right.
If you think about it. And then he also did kickoff returns.
Yeah.
39 rushing touchdowns, 4,956 rushing yards in his 4-year career.
I think he still has the record for most touchdowns in a game.
I think there's a tie. I looked it up. There's a 3-way tie between him, Alvin Kamara, and Ernie Nevers.
Another
fool. Uncle Ernie?
Yeah.
Kamara, come on. That doesn't even count.
Yeah, I think Christmas everyone remembers. Day. Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Sean Payton would Christmas kill Day. For him in Denver, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, buried me.
Sean Payton would kill for anyone in Denver right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. We need help.
Preaching to the choir, sister.
That's right. I've got your Denver fan.
Well, actually, before we get to round two, Gladys, is this a good spot for an ad read?
Please.
Okay. I could do it. Even though you're hosting, you so graciously invited me to be the guest, I can at least do some work here. For the folks watching the video, you can see in the corner that fancy Underdog QR code. If you scan that, or for those listening, use the promo code GF2. And you do this while signing up for Underdog, they will double your deposit up to $100. So let's say you max out and put that $100 in, you use the promo code, you'll have $200 in your Underdog account. What can you do with that money? Well, Underdog has a variety of contests that you can enter. You can select higher and lower on game totals. Game totals or player stats, specific stats like running back rushing yards, for instance, in NFL games. You can enter pick'em contests for a variety of sports, not just football.
Unless you're in Colorado.
Or Ontario, to be fair. As long as you're in the applicable states and provinces whose laws are not stupid. It's not just football. I mean, we love football here at Going For Two. It's our main focus, fantasy football and that. But, I mean, there's NFL playoffs a few months ago, but NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. Of course, the Canadians would talk about that. CFL's coming up a little bit to go. And, of course, baseball's always on. So there's tons of great sports. And, of course, best ball drafts, Underdog best ball drafts. I know some of the big, I think it's Best Ball Mania. That's the big $3 million winner gets $3 million, I think it is. So, yeah, it's some of the biggest best ball tournaments are now live on Underdog. So, again, use the promo code GF2 or scan the QR code on your screen. And you do that while signing up for Underdog, you will get a up to $100 deposit match. So, again, double whatever you put in.
And it's just the best ball, you know, that the $3 million, what is it, $20 buy-in,
$25?
Are you in it, Jorge?
I haven't done Best Ball Mania. I was going to wait until after the schedule, but I'm doing a ton of puppies.
You want that week 17 correlation, right?
I want that. I also want to know if like I'm doubling, if I need to double up, if I need to go three quarterbacks or two. So I'm not hitting the same
bye
week.
Bye
week. Wow. You know, I am going to join that right now. I'm going to get my $100 as we speak. I'll put my phone right there.
Woo-hoo. And you wait. Yeah. No, not you, Kevin. You go ahead, Kevin. So the guy that won it last year is, I think,
Pat Corain.
Yeah. I was listening to him. He was on somebody's podcast and he was saying that's how he won. Like the last 2 weeks, like the correlation that I don't think it was his quarterback, but I think it was like a wide receiver or something that was like no one else had him. And he thought that he was done. And this guy just like, I can't remember who it was. I might have to join now. Damn it.
He had Brady in, I think he had Brady and Evans.
Oh, that two touchdown game.
Yeah. But there was
a touchdown game. Yeah.
But there was some receiver that like nobody had.
Did you play last year? Jorge, you play this a lot.
I didn't play Best Ball Mania last year. I played a ton of puppies. I kind of broke even on the season.
Oh.
I love best ball. I'm in six drafts right now.
See, I don't understand best ball. Like you're not drafting like a regular thing, right? You're projecting if your quarterback's going to be good in week 15.
Well, you have to win enough in the regular season to get to the playoffs, to be fair. But the idea is, Gladys, you have to project because you can't make add drops during the season. So you kind of have to just throw it in hope. Like you can't make changes to the lineup if something goes wrong. So
you pick everything at the start and then it is what it is.
There's no
you're done.
Roster in the first management. There's no lineup setting. It's your best lineup set for you every week.
Oh,
the thing that you need to do.
Living your best life, Kev. It's good.
Yeah.
Wait, so
no, the big thing is to actually make sure, so you get 18 rounds.
Okay.
And what you're doing is, you start with kind of like a redraft focus,
okay.
But then you want to build depth. And so you want to build depth primarily when you're right now, it's single quarterback. Just a couple weeks ago, they were doing super flex. Okay. So they kind of switch it up. But in single quarterback, you want to make sure you're as good a lineup as possible. But you want to go a little bit heavier on wide receivers.
Okay.
And you want to have some depth in running backs because what I like to do is kind of like is to end up with three quarterbacks, minimum of two, but you need three. I think it's better to have three, five running backs, seven receivers, and three tight ends. I've had a couple where I've only had two quarterbacks or two tight ends and mm-hmm. just loaded up in the middle. But yeah, I mean, you're going through, you get a great idea on ADP. That's the thing that's the great thing. You get so much great. I love doing underdog because it gives you so much great practice for redraft season. So, you know, what running backs are going to be there in the fifth, sixth, seventh round. By the way, Najee Harris is criminally low in ADP right now. Criminally.
That's my boy.
He's behind Breece Hall. Oh, he's behind Breece Hall right now.
And okay, here's my question with best ball.
Broke my heart all last year.
So are they setting your lineup before it starts, or you get the highest scores after?
They pick the highest scores. So if you have two tight ends who go off that week, they'll
one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'll put the tight end. So if you have Kelsey, but you had Taysom Hill go nuts,
right?
Yeah, you know, Taysom Hill goes in the highest score. You know, Taysom Hill goes into the tight end. But if Kelsey is your second highest scorer, or he could drop into your flex position.
Oh.
So they will automatically do everything. It's awesome. It's awesome.
What else, Jay?
I've got a promo code too. I've been doing it. If you guys want. On Familia FFB, I've done a couple of live streams with live underdog drafts the last couple of weeks. And
do it, man.
Feel free to go in there. We put the board up and we go through all our drafts right there. Just did one on Monday.
And where can we find this, please, Mister?
On YouTube, Familia FFB.
Oh, I have that. I'm subscribed to that. Sure. Familia FFB.
How do you spell that?
I'm sorry. Pardon my language.
Sorry, where are you?
Canadian.
family with F-A-M-I, but instead of a Y, it's I-A.
I'm on it.
I can see.
Yeah, I love watching people, even though I don't really play best ball. I do love watching the process of building best ball teams, the roster construction, and certainly the correlation and how you're getting stacks, but also, you know, stacking your quarterback with your receivers or tight ends, but also opponents, right? The week 17 correlation, right? Like, okay, this is now that we get the schedule, okay, if I'm going to go heavy on this quarterback, who's their opponent? I want to get a receiver from that opponent week 17 too. And that's the idea of week 17, Gladys, is just if you make it to the final, if you're able to get there, you want the highest outcome possible to actually take it down when you get to that final week.
Kyle, are those is there only one payout?
No, you get a
no, there are other, but it's top loaded. It's just top heavy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like
how DFS contests are.
Yeah,
a lot of times.
But
yeah, I mean, I think I've seen.
But underdog is not DFS. It is very distinctive and different.
But you know, $3 million is $3 million. So
yeah, for sure.
Kev,
There's great payouts on puppies too. On the puppies, it's $5, and then you could play. I think there are going to be several puppies, but I think the payout somewhere like for the winner is like $75,000 or $100,000.
For a $5 pay-in?
Exactly. Yeah, $5 on the buy-in. So yeah, right now I've got four going on and two regular drafts. So
I must jump on this soon.
And that's the great thing, because you could do slow drafts or fast drafts. Slow drafts with an eight-hour clock or a 30-second clock.
You're talking my language of the 30-second clock.
And obviously, when you're live streaming, Jorge, you're doing the 30-second clock. Are you not doing the 8-hour timer for the live stream?
No, we did the 30-second clock. And actually, you know, it's funny. In the live stream we just did on Monday, we just realized there were a couple of big names in the draft with us who we just like clicked in, and then all of a sudden we're like, we see all these people. Whenever you see someone who has a shield in your draft, you know that it's somebody who's done a ton of drafts.
Oh. Yeah, I'd like to take down someone who's done a ton of drafts.
Jorge, let's do the 8-hour
draft. Oh, yeah,
take a shower, and then you come back, and you draft, and then...
God, you're so weird.
I've woken up, and I've been on the clock with, like, three, you know, because I'm in California. It's like I've woken up, and it's like all of a sudden I'm on the clock at you know, with, like, three drafts. And I'm just like, okay, I've only got this, so much time on there.
Good morning, drafting. But yes, that was the 15-minute ad read for underdog. So again, use the promo code GF2 and get a few.
What up, Jay? We're sorry you couldn't join us too. Jay was going to join us, but unfortunately, he did the show with me Monday, and he's only allowed one show a month.
Honestly? Why we got to be so rigid?
Hey, he's a family man, Kevin. Easy, easy.
I'm on pins and needles for Gladys's pick number two, though.
Let's do it, Gladys. I think I know where it's going.
I don't think anyone knows I think where I know it's going. I don't think anyone knows. I don't think you guys have
I think it's clue. One of two. I think it's one of two right now.
Barry Sanders. It's my 2-1. Barry.
You gave me Reagan. Hope that I'd get him. Thanks.
You know, I like giving you hope, but it's...
You know, Kyle thought he was going to get him.
Probably one of the most elusive runners ever, averaged 1,500 rushing yards per season, still holds 10 NFL records, including the most consecutive 1,000-yard seasons.
And he 10 quit, of them, right?
Yeah, and he quit on his own terms. Like, he didn't quit.
I'm out.
Yeah, he's like, done. Like, he wasn't forced out. He wasn't out because of his injury. He quit on his own terms, which I think is probably the best part of what I love about Barry Sanders. And he never looked back. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, maybe I should come back. No, he was like, I'm done, and I'm done.
Play for the Lions again? Yeah.
he's like, I'm done with the 7-11 seasons. I'm good. See ya.
And the dude retired after 343 rushing attempts, 1,491 yards. Unfortunately, only 4 touchdowns. But I mean, that was his walk-off season. Played every game.
So, Jay, someone said you couldn't catch Barry playing two-hand touch in a crowded elevator.
I agree with that.
That is like the greatest. That.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
We've all seen that run where he spins 1,000 times and then scored. Like, unbelievable.
I think I'm like going to stop my draft right now. I'm just saying.
Well, and it's funny. You've got really two fast, elusive guys, right? So you certainly have a type there with Sayers and Sanders, the speed kills. Barry Sanders was an all-pro player every single year of his career. 10 all-pro appearances, 6 first-team, 4 second all-team. And, I'm pretty sure that's the most all-pro appearances by a running back, even though there are other running backs with much longer careers, including the guy I'm about to draft, actually, because now we're talking – longevity, and he's got a bunch of records, including the NFL record for most carries at 4,409, rushing yards at 18,355.
You know what? Back off, Kyle.
Rushing touchdowns at 164. I'm gonna go with Emmitt Smith, who I would probably have as my RB4 to be honest, after Brown, Sanders, and Peyton. He had a longer career than all of them. I think they burned brighter and shone brighter during their careers, but Smith was just, I mean, obviously his 3 Super Bowls too, like shine pretty bright there. I think he has a Super Bowl MVP. So his highs were certainly highs, but certainly the floor for what you get from him every season was just incredible. True workhorse back like we've never seen before. So yeah, Emmitt Smith, my second.
How many
choice.
Years did he play?
Probably like 14, 15 seasons.
14 years.
14? Okay.
15.
Mm. Oh.
15 seasons.
Nice. All right. Yeah, I just can't get over the fact that he was a Cowboy. I'm sorry. I can't get past it.
Well, he was a Cardinal, too, so that's kind of closer to Denver.
It's not closer to Pittsburgh, though. Jamie, you can pick whenever you want, honey. Pick whenever you want. All right.
The comments will just – you'll be running through all the running backs in the comments for the next hour.
KG.
The two picks I was hoping that would be still sitting there are gone now. I wanted Barry and I wanted Emmitt. But so I'm probably going to move back a little bit in everybody's draft. And I'm going to go with someone that I think set the standard for what the running back is today.
Today.
Which is with my second pick. I'm taking USC Trojan, Marcus Allen.
Nice pick. I like that.
So Marcus Allen took the game of receiving the ball to the next step, right? Like, he was just not some guy that was going to just run straight up the middle or do a sweep to the left or right. He actually caught the ball. And
player to reach 10,000 rushing yards and 5,000 receiving yards.
Absolutely. I didn't even know that. I just knew that was the man that did it. So I think that Marcus Allen is – certainly a great compliment to my first pick, Walter Payton. So I am really happy with my draft. If we are pushing up our own draft, sort of.
Well, Jay liked the Marcus Allen pick. It seems like so did Jamie. So,
yeah, Jamie was literally in the middle of picking Marcus Allen. So it's a great pick because Jamie was going to pick him, apparently.
And let's talk longevity, too. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Oh, yes.
The man played forever. And so I'm glad he was – I thought he would be there at this point, and I probably reached a bit, but I love him that for actually changing the way we looked at the game. So,
and to a certain extent, his brother did the same thing up here in Canada, but from a quarterback perspective.
Absolutely.
Who's his brother?
Changed the world in that with the Toronto Argonauts and the Ottawa Roughriders, right?
I think he played for Edmonton as well. Damon Allen.
Damon Allen. Okay.
And Marcus actually threw a fair number of touchdowns himself.
So I wonder who taught who to throw. Did his older brother teach him to throw?
He made him throw.
Damon Allen is third. I think he's top three all time in passing yards in the CFL and rushing yards in the CFL. Not just rushing yards for quarterbacks, rushing yards overall. Like,
if you're top three in the CFL in passing yards, that probably means you're at least top five in all of football.
Yeah, I think the only NFL quarterbacks I think threw more yards are Brady, Breeze, and Manning. I don't think any other. I think Damon Allen is more professional passing yards than every other NFL quarterback.
And a very talented man named Warren Moon.
Yeah,
Warren Moon. You're gonna throw that in there, weren't you?
I had to get it in there.
No, you're just waiting to get it in there.
You're just CFL legend and NFL legend Warren Moon.
True. All right, Mr.
For Mark two, Hall, I get two.
You get two back to back.
So I'm for sure on. Also player from the greats. Oh, by the way, KG, one thing to point out. Your picks are Sweetness and Marcus Allen, right?
Yep.
The two greatest divers at the 1 yard line.
Absolutely.
Where they would just dive over the pile. The two greatest. Absolutely. The two greatest of all time. Absolutely. Nobody.
I can picture them doing it right now. Oh.
Right over. Just phenomenal. So since I'm wearing glasses right now.
Don't.
From Selma, Texas. SMU. Oh. And also really being a Ram fan, I'm going Eric Dickerson. Eric Dickerson, the all-time 2,105 yards. Oh. So I'm a Ram fan. So I have my pecking order right now of the greatest running backs I've ever seen. In my opinion, Barry is number three on that list, but number one is Earl Campbell. And number two is Eric Dickerson. Just a big guy, 6'3", 220 pounds, but he could fly. He could absolutely fly. But again, he broke O.J. Simpson's record, became the second player of all time to go over 2,000 yards, 2,105 yards. No one has touched that. Adrian Peterson came close, missed it by 8 yards, but Eric Dickerson, he was as fast as Gale Sayers, but he just had he just was bigger, and he had power. You guys were talking about big shoulder pads and a neck roll. That was, he was phenomenal. And just, but such a beautiful, beautiful player. He ran like a gazelle. Nobody's run like him. Just incredible. And number two, I'm going to go a little more recent, also staying with the Rams, but St. Louis Rams, the other guy who you were talking about, the fact that it took receiving, this guy took it to a new level. The second player of all time to get 100 receptions in a season, Marshall Faulk. There is also a special place in my heart for him because in the season 2000, I had him in a 10-team league. I had the number 10 pick. For some god unknown reason, Marshall Faulk and Randy Moss were both there, and I just destroyed the league. Just destroyed. That was the year he got 25 touchdowns. Randy Moss had 17. Just absolutely just destroyed the league.
I'm pretty sure Marshall Faulk have a 1,000 season, 1,000 rushing, 1,000 receiving?
1,000.
So yep. I think that's been that three players have done that, I believe.
I think it's Roger Craig, Christian McCaffrey, and Marshall Faulk. Yeah.
Quite the list.
Absolutely incredible player. Absolutely. A little bit of a homer pick, but you know what? KG, did I take Marshall from you?
You 100% did. He was my next pick. I was going to double up on this on the modern day running back. I was totally going to double up on that. But
Well, I left you one because I almost took another one. Let me. I'm gonna let you know if who my other option was.
Part of me wants to break GL's heart in this situation.
That would be fun right now.
And
no, that would not be fun.
Part of me also, when I thought about how I was going to draft in this draft, I was not going to go before in we look at the age of the game. I was never going to go before Jim Brown because I can't pretend I know anything about it. In that sense, I don't know, you know, Bronco Nagurski or, you know,
Doak Walker,
these guys. I don't know.
All my guys
know.
Are before Jim Brown.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple guys before Jim Brown, too.
Didn't that's good. John. You know what? They're all yours. You guys got them. So mine might be a little more modern than everybody else's. But with that being said, I am going to the worst franchise in the history of football. The San Diego Chargers.
I was going to say Barry Sanders.
I'm going with LaDainian Tomlinson.
Damn.
I was between him and Marshall.
So LaDainian absolutely is that mold of that running back that I love. And that's what I grew up with. So I love LT. And he actually, again, if you think about a running back that like elevated a team, it was him. And so owning the AFC West as he did, where my beloved Denver Broncos played, I watched him run over our team I don't know how many times on every given Sunday, and it was just the way it was. So LaDainian Tomlinson.
He's also
and I'm not dropping any stats because you all know the stats.
Yeah. He's thrown for seven touchdowns in his career.
Sorry, Keith, that he insulted the Chargers. So Jamie apparently picked Herschel Walker and Eddie George.
Yeah, I'm just gonna ignore that because I don't even like either one of those picks. But
okay. Well, that's good because then it wouldn't snipe you like Kevin sniped me. Because I was basically
did I just right there?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was totally about to go Tomlinson.
What was your reasoning, if I can ask?
Well, it's funny because there were two guys, and now I know who to take because I was debating between two, and I was gonna go Tomlinson. And it was the fantasy football, right? The age old argument.
He won people leagues.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Destroyed 2006, 31 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He won that league for people. It was like drafting Kurt Warner back in the day. You won a league because you drafted that dude, or you picked him up in the second week, whatever it was.
And I mean, he didn't do what he did in 2006 every year, but he had league winning years, other years that like you didn't have to. Break the all-time single season scrimmage yards or scrimmage touchdown record.
That record still exists, 31 touchdowns, right?
31 touchdowns, I think. Trying to think who came close to that, but I'm trying to think recently, like we saw Austin Eckler get to like 20, 22. Jonathan Taylor had about that 2 years ago. So like to get to 31 in a season is just ridiculous.
Were LTs all rushing touchdowns, or were they?
No, it was 28, and I wrote this out. It's 28 rushing, 3 receiving that year.
Wow,
the 28 rushing is also the rushing record for most of the season.
Sean Alexander and Priest Holmes were at 28 and 27.
I was going to say Priest Holmes. I remember every time that guy touched the ball, he went in the end zone.
And I agree with Keith. But I'm a Packers fan. I think the Lions are the worst franchise, but that's just me.
And you know what? I apologize on the San Diego comment. There's a good friend of mine that lives in San Diego that the Broncos beat them in a game, and I made him post a video. That was our bet that he would post a video saying how the Chargers were the worst franchise in the history of mankind, and it's all because of Philip Rivers. But anyways, let's continue.
But anyway, so
this is fun.
Not having access to Tomlinson here, it makes my choice easy. So instead of going with the massive record touchdown producer, I'll go with the player we referenced it already. The single game yardage record, the current holder is Adrian Peterson. He had 296 rushing yards in a game. One of the best pure runners we've ever seen. And I think I would have preferred to have Tomlinson. And that's the debate, right? What yards or touchdowns? I'm a big touchdown guy, like predicting touchdown stuff. It's part of what I did last year in the offseason. the goal line guide in season. So I'm a big proponent of touchdowns. That's why I was going to go Tomlinson, but I'm pretty happy to have Adrian Peterson here.
I think Adrian Peterson would be in just because of that, the year he came back from that injury.
And ran for 2,000 yards.
So he would be in just.
I think he's the last running back to win the MVP, and it was because of that season, I believe.
Yeah.
That was just freaking awesome. All
right. Someone gave me the.
Go ahead, Jorge.
An injury expert told me that the AP is the last running back in his first year coming back from an ACL to have a top 10 season, a top 10 RB season in fantasy. And that was.
So don't draft Javonte Williams, folks. Not this year.
Breece Hall. Breece Hall, too.
Ooh, Jay, picking out the good rookie running backs. I like it.
Nicely done.
Yeah,
nicely
done. Absolutely. I fell in love with Adrian Peterson when he was in Oklahoma. When we talked about joking about best running backs, college and NFL, AP was – I loved watching him run in that offense. It was incredible. Absolutely. Yep.
Phenomenal. Well, I think we know Gladys's pick here.
You better stay with the brand. You got two of them.
Something immaculate happening about now.
Did anyone catch that reference? I wonder.
I don't know. What reference was that?
About a Raiders game of some sort, I think.
My pick in the third round is Franco Harris. Because of the immaculate reception, but also
a bazillion yards,
and Franco Harris was like the Steelers during that run that they had. He was, and he still is the Steelers. So, number 32, Franco Harris will be my last pick in the third round. Backing it up with my first pick in the fourth round.
You got to do it. Double up.
Double up.
No. Thurman Thomas.
Woo! I can't believe you took my pick. You sniped my pick.
He led the NFL in scrimmage yards through four consecutive seasons. He was like, so I have the elusive guy. I have Franco Harris. Now I have the bruiser. And I am very, very happy with my running back squad as of right now. Thurman Thomas.
That was a garbage pick in front of me. I'm telling you right now. I can't believe you did that. Growing up in Toronto, we knew two football players at that time. It was Jim Kelly and it was Thurman Thomas. That's what we knew. Andre Reed. We knew Andre Reed, too. Because if you did not play at Rich Stadium, we did not know who your ass were. Simple as that.
James Lofton?
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, he came
from – he wasn't a Packer at that point,
He was a Packer, right? So,
But when we looked at it,
it was like – that was that trio. There was it was like the Holy Trinity. It was like cutting up peppers, onions, and whatever else you put in that trinity to make that. Carrots. That's what you do. It was those three dudes, man. So Thurman Thomas, incredible. Incredible.
Well, now everyone in Toronto knows Chad Kelly.
A little different than his dad.
Uncle. I think it's his uncle.
Uncle or dad?
It's uncle.
I think uncle.
It's uncle.
Uncle. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't. His dad.
Hey, he's got, I mean, to be fair, he's got a championship and his uncle doesn't. So.
Good Wait, point.
Who did he play for? Left.
He plays for the Toronto Argonauts, and they won the Grey Cup last year.
They did well.
Okay, sorry.
And he was the backup, but he did the starter got injured during the game, and he had to lead the game winning drive that the Toronto kicked a field goal in the last minute of the game to take the lead. So he does get a bit of credit for that, even though he barely did anything. But
all right, I'm thinking this was the kid that was in Denver, right?
Correct, and he broke into those people's house.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he broke into their house. He accidentally stumbled into their house when he was drunk. Not the same thing. He was tired, and he went to the wrong house.
Those in glass houses should not throw stones.
Good point. All right, Kyle, fourth round, baby.
Well, I think I'm definitely not sniping Kevin here. And this is through doing research. I kind of came across this name, and in my top 10 running backs all time, you'll find Steve Van Buren.
Oh shit.
Wow.
Damn it.
Tell me about him, because that sounds like my great, 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 great grandfather.
I mean, he probably played around the same time your great grandfather did. So he played from the Eagles from 1944 to 1951. So a fairly short career, only 8 seasons, but similar to Jim Brown and Barry Sanders, just dominant throughout that. In those 8 seasons he played, he was an All-Pro 7 times. And I think he and Jim Brown are the only two players in NFL history to lead the league in rushing in rushing touchdowns on 4 different occasions. And you look at the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, they have 4 championships in their entire history. You've got the Nick Foles, the recent Super Bowl win, the 1960 championship against Vince Lombardi's Packers, the only playoff loss Lombardi's Packers ever suffered. And then their first 2 championships, though, back-to-back 48-49, and Van Buren was the engine that made that team run. Especially, I was looking up the 49 championship. The Eagles won 14-0. Van Buren in that game had 31 carries for 196 yards. I think if you take all NFL championship games and Super Bowls, I think it's the 2nd or 3rd most rushing yards ever in any of those games. Funny enough, he didn't score either of the 2 touchdowns, but he was just the entire offense. Part of it, the team, the opponent had 0 points was because they just couldn't possess the ball at all, because he kept, again, 31 carries. So, you were doing 7 rounds, Jamie. But, so for my 4th pick, I'm taking the really far throwback and going Steve Van Buren.
He is the first player to rush 4,000 yards in multiple seasons. He had 3 rushing. Yeah. He had 3 straight rushing titles.
I think he was the first to hit 1,100 rushing yards, I believe.
How many yards in that game?
196, I think.
So that, unreal, adjusted for inflation, that's like 390 yards, man.
Yeah. And if he was in Canada, the exchange rate, man, imagine that. No.
Imagine that at the 1.32. We're good there, yeah. And that's amazing. I love it. I'm looking him up now. Wow.
I'm very, very sad. All right.
Sorry, Gladys, that I sniped you on Steve Van Buren. And I don't know how many people I'd snipe on that.
KG, what you got?
So I think it was Kyle that took – no, I might be wrong, but I think Kyle took Emmett earlier, right?
Yeah, I took him in the second round. Yeah.
Are you going to take Dorsett?
The wine hasn't kicked in yet. I am going to take the better
– oh, my God.
Dallas Cowboy running back, Tony Dorsett.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say DeMarco Murray. Okay.
No. the former Denver Bronco.
For what? A year?
Yeah.
That was it. I propose that Tony Dorsett was just better than the other team when he was in the game. He changed the game for Tom Landry knew that if he needed a play, it was going to Tony Dorsett. And I think that's what it was. And I think we probably – I had Tony Dorsett in my top 10. What did I get him at now? What pick am I at?
4.
So that is – I don't know. I can't 12. Do math.
I think that's 15.
I can't do math.
So I have a team that does math for me and works. I can't do math on my math. Own.
They told me there math. Wouldn't be math.
So I say that Tony is 1,000 yard running yard seasons, as well as franchise record. I think it said, if I remember correctly when I was reading it, he had a 99 yard touchdown run.
So, yo, NFL record, technically.
Is it? I guess. No, it would be, right?
I don't think he can run for more than 99, right? So anyone who has a 99
and a half, maybe now, I don't know.
Yeah, 101. Can you go 101?
Put one of those tags
you
on,
can
these,
on
like an Apple tag on there.
I think on kickoffs, they count from the end zone. But
right.
Yeah, you can't.
Played only 12 years, still at the like in the top 10 of total yards. And if I'm going to get him at pick 71 right now, I am cool. Tony Dorsett,
multiple champion,
a handsome man for Christ's sake. Let's be honest,
oh my God.
He's a good looking man.
Oh my God,
I agree.
He's no Michael J. Jordan, but yeah, whatever.
Is there really any Michael B. Jordan other than Michael B. Jordan?
No, there isn't.
Funny. My girlfriend and I have a, you know, you have that hall pass list, and we both have Michael B. Jordan.
Why wouldn't you? All right. Excuse me one second. Go lay down.
Is it because Michael B. Jordan was mentioned? The dog wanted to come?
I think so. Michael B. Jordan mentioned, and Jack is like right here.
Is there a Michael B. Jordan movie on? I want to watch.
Where? Can we watch it now? Can we watch it? All right.
I'm going to sneak off for 1 second.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to, Gladys, I'm going to snipe you on this one.
No.
I'm taking this one from you. Because sometimes you just need to take the bus.
Man. You know I was going to take him on the next round.
I thought you were double up last round. When you took Franco, I thought you were gonna go Franco and the bus. So I'm taking this one. I'm taking it just because real quick. And if you guys want the full story, go to the Familia FFB YouTube page. Go to In the Box, Tom Candiotti interview. Tom Candiotti, former longtime baseball player,
knuckleball man.
I did an interview with him, and he told me a story, like an all-time – he's an avid fantasy football player. And he told me that there was a story where one of his teammates was just trashing Jerome Bettis, saying, oh, I'm going to cut him. So him having access, he called the Pittsburgh Steelers, had them connect them to Jerome Bettis. He had Jerome call into the clubhouse – and basically air the guy out and be like, I just lit him up. Everybody, the entire team knew, and they were circled around him, and they all knew except for him, just lit him up. But you got to hear the story. Go to Familia FFB YouTube page. It's on there. It's a phenomenal story. So Bus, he took him to the Super Bowl. Just one of the all time greats. Plus, started out as a Ram, so I now have three Rams on my three former Rams on there. But I know the Steelers have him as their guy.
Yeah.
The other one, I'm actually going to go a little more recent. A player who was a phenomenal player, Edgar and James.
Ooh, nice.
I think number 13 all time, 12,246 yards. He had, he was also a great receiving back, led the league in rushing twice. He three times he was over 60 receptions. Just a great, great ball player. He was a big reason why, Peyton Manning got good, because they had to stack the box to try and stop him. And so Peyton had everybody his receivers one-on-one. So loved Edgar and James.
Another Rams pick here by Jamie too. So the Rams players coming off the board.
And another, you went back to who did Cleveland, you pick earlier? Rams. Eric Dickerson. So you're back in that space, in that Colts.
Dickerson, space. Marshall Faulk. Actually, I just realized, Faulk was at Colts. So I'm staying.
He was.
Rams, Colts, but I got that Oilers pick at the beginning. Yeah,
got the Earl Campbell
pick. It's very Midwestern of you.
All right, KG.
Oh, good. I'm still there. I am going back to the well, to where running backs came from. USC, OJ Simpson.
Oh.
Damn right. 100%. First guy to rush for 2,000 yards ever. Unbelievable running back. Y'all know it. And just in 14, not 16 bullshit games, 14 games OJ ran.
Yeah.
I was hoping he would be here at this pick. Absolutely.
You probably could have gotten him in the last round.
Pardon me?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that's probably a better pick than anything we took in the fourth round. So good value there, Kevin.
I would say so. I would agree with that 100%. So I think by social perception, he's in the third round, but we let him fall to the fifth round just because he's OJ.
Because he's what?
So the...
Just because
he's OJ. So can I tell you
the off-the-field stuff, right? Yeah, you can't go on the five and screaming down in a Bronco and think that everything's okay. So I think OJ just falls in that, in the who's the best running back of all time. I think that we lose a bit of
very much
who he was.
So can I tell you an interesting connection?
100%.
You were talking about that pursuit. This guy, a friend of mine who I played Little League with, he just retired from LAPD after like 30 years, but he was one of the LAPD officers who was pursuing him.
Oh my god,
the 405. So yeah, guy I played Little League with multiple.
That's what it was on.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that, hilarious. And you know, the funny part is I learned that today in Facebook.
Honestly,
the guy just retired.
You know what? And I wonder what those guys were thinking. They were probably like, what do we do? OJ Simpson's, we can't pull him. I don't know what to do. Those guys were in a quandary for sure, man.
Well, that's why they were going. That's why they were, you know, they were only going 40 miles an hour.
Yeah. So. Like hot pursuit. Hot pursuit.
I really love that. I got that pick. Oh my god.
I love that you got that pick because I never would have picked him. I wouldn't have picked him.
I was gonna. I had him on my board, but I was like, I can't pick him. I'm just on principle.
I can't. I didn't even have him on my
board. Like, leave it to the Canadian to make everything uncomfortable.
It's all good. It's all good because everybody loves a Canadian. You can't stay mad at a Canadian forever.
Can't you?
Exactly. I appreciate that.
There are a couple.
And Kyle.
I guess I'm taking a homer pick technically. I don't have any Packers yet, and I am a Green Bay Packers fan.
Oh, you don't?
I got that fandom from my grandfather, so let's go here. And it's funny, I do have Jim Brown mentioned that when I was talking about Jim Brown, 9 seasons in the NFL, and 8 of those 9, he led the league in rushing. The only person to dethrone Jim Brown during that era was another Jim Taylor, behind that. Vince Lombardi run the daylight offense, and I mean, they had 2 guys running, really, but it took that excellent of an offense at like their peak in 1962, and that was a championship year for the Packers. They lost 1 game all year, and actually on the Full Press Packers pod, like last offseason, my co-host Jesse and I, we went and ranked all the Packers seasons, and both of us had this at number 1, the 1962 season for the Packers. Again, 1 loss, their best points differential. I think that they outscored their opponents by like 470 points over the course of the whole season. Ends in a back-to-back championship for them, 61-62. Greatest Packer season ever. And, you know, statistically, probably Jim Taylor's best season ever. He had 1,474 rushing yards. And it took that type of season to dethrone Jim Brown. It's that incredible. So, and for my 5th-round pick, I am going with yet another fullback, because he was the fullback on that offense too, Jim Taylor. So I've got a couple fullbacks here that can block for everyone else as well as run themselves.
That was in 12 games, by the way. 12 game season, 1,400 yards. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I have a personal message from Ramon to Kevin.
Yes. Says,
tell Kevin to put the wine down now.
He already refilled.
He refilled. I love it.
Okay. All right. I am going with my last pick of the 5th round, Marion Motley.
Woo!
Old school. Marion Motley played both offense and defense. He played both sides of the ball. He played 60 both offense minute, and defense. Was among the first 2 African-Americans to play professional football alongside his Cleveland Browns teammate, Bill Willis. Marion Motley is – okay. Marion Motley is my pick. And then we're taking a small break to talk about Kevin and his wine, why Jorge goes
Pinot Noir tonight.
Pinot Noir tonight. Wait, what was it? When did you start going to Pinot Noir?
You know what? It's a little cold today. So GL knows that my drink is a Sauvignon Blanc with a healthy splash of soda water, because that's the only thing that keeps me alive. Yeah. And it's the elixir of life. And but when it's cold, like, it is raining like a son of a bitch out there.
It is.
I needed something to warm me up a bit, so I cracked a bottle of Pinot Noir from California. So
Kyle, do you drink wine? Do you drink?
Yeah. I don't drink often, but usually when I do it, it will be wine.
Yeah. What kind of wine?
My favorite wine is I am Canadian, but my father was actually born in Portugal, so I've got that Portuguese descent.
Oh, Douro.
It's actually, my favorite is Matus. But yeah, tons of great Portuguese wines, but Matus would be my favorite. aside from my grandfather, he had a grape farm in Portugal and would still make wine. So I think the best wine I've ever had is the wine he makes. And that's, you know, Portuguese homemade wine. There's no restrictions on the percentages. So you're getting like 20% wine, percent alcohol wine. Like it's pretty intense. But yes, for commercially available wines, I would say Matus is probably my favorite.
Jorge, so I lived in Toronto and I was in the cabinet industry, it was me and 1,000 Portuguese dudes. And so we would eat veal sandwiches and we would pour port over ice cream after we ate those veal sandwiches. It was a thing. I'm telling you right now. I love the Portuguese. I love Portuguese more than just Cristiano Ronaldo. I love that group of people. That culture is phenomenal. So appreciate you, Kyle.
Are we already back to me?
We haven't even made a pick yet.
We haven't even made a pick. We did a slow dance waiting for you.
I was going to ask you about wine, but I'll just interject with a little story. My father-in-law, he still lives there, but he grew up in Oshawa. And I guess the same story for the...
Oshawa!
Yeah, exactly. That's where my wife's from. He was saying it in the... You know, he was working construction, trucking, and all those things. And it was that essentially lunchtime with all the Portuguese workers. They bring out their wine, bring out their sandwiches, and quite intense.
Okay, Jorge, what's your favorite wine?
Favorite wine? Oh gosh, I mean,
do you like wine?
I do love wine. I love a good red. There's a few things better than a good red with a nice steak. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. My favorites. I'm a big Pinot Noir fan. Pinot Noir and Cabernet.
Sure.
Oh, salud.
Salud.
But as far as any particular, I will say Spanish. You know, staying right next door. I haven't had a lot of Portuguese wine, but Spanish reds are some of the smoothest wines I've ever had.
Okay, and that concludes our wine segment for this night. My pick. Okay, we're going into, we have two more picks, people. Two more picks. Starting the sixth round.
It's funny because on my shirt it says JT28, Jonathan Taylor 28, and we will have 28 picks. So I think that's very fitting that I did end up wearing this shirt, the RBs Matter shirt.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Take that, go. NFL.
You never cease to amaze me, ever. Ever.
Thanks, Gladys. Neither do you.
Curtis Martin is my pick.
I was hoping he was going to last to me.
Nope.
I love that guy, man.
Played 11 seasons, had less than 1,000 rushing yards in only one of those 11 seasons.
Like, that guy never bitched. He just showed up.
Yeah.
And one of the few guys to be great on multiple teams. One of the few running backs to be great on multiple teams.
How many teams did he play on?
Two. Yeah, I remember the Jets. And
I remember the Patriots, Jets.
Right?
Yeah.
Was it the Patriots? Was the other one? I remember the Jets.
Yeah.
I anything Patriots just like escapes from my brain. Sorry.
Imagine being a running back in the Jets during those seasons. Oh my God. You're like, just kill me now.
Nobody. Yeah. There was no quarterback to take the pressure off him.
Curtis Martin.
Zero. There was hell shit.
I almost took him with my last one.
Tony Kesem, I think, might have been the quarter. Who knows, man?
I'm going to start a new dance. Kyle, two more picks, baby.
All right. So this will definitely be a reach. going to go with the former. He's played for a few teams. He did actually play for the Falcons for a couple years. Trying to see his NFL stats. I don't think they're that impressive. Yeah, he had two NFL carries for 9 yards. and his longest was 9 yards. So it means he had a 9-yard run and he had a 0-yard run. My guy known more for his CFL career. And I believe he's the only CFL running back to ever run for 2,000 yards in a season. I might be wrong about that. I know he definitely did run for 2,000 yards. I don't know if he might be the only one. He might not be. I thought he was, but a long time Montreal Alouette and occasionally with Edmonton as well. Mike Pringle.
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
Wow.
I don't know how to spell that.
Wow.
Wow. That's all I got. Kyle,
Three-time Grey Cup champion. He was how many times was he a CFL All-Star? 7-time CFL All-Star. Yeah, just incredible. I believe he's one of only two people to have more rushing yards in the CFL than Damon Allen over the course of his career. So yeah, Mike Pringle.
Okay, so
better than Pinball Clowns.
That's right. That's the tough thing, right? Is the longevity, right? Versus the excellence. So yeah, maybe that is an oversight. But I also don't like the Argos. So
Hamilton Ticats
fan.
He's the one who played at Washington State, right?
Let me look at his college.
You might be right.
Yeah, Washington State University.
Okay.
And then he transferred to Cal.
I just want to interject. You guys do not understand how happy Terry is that she can, like, every now and then say something about a football player, like he went to Penn State or he was a Patriot, because she absolutely hates sports.
It's got
to
be Northeast, right?
And then she puts a player in. She's like, this is, like, the greatest thing ever for her. And I am so happy for her.
And I assume Kyle Burt's talking about himself to say Kyle Center's the GOAT.
I was just going to say.
Is that your burner account?
I was going to say, is that your burner?
I'm pretty sure Kyle Burt, and this is maybe another plug we can do for Going for Two, the Personal League podcast. I'm pretty sure Kyle was part of a league that purchased a Personal League podcast. So what that is, and if you go back onto the Going for Two live archives on YouTube, you'll see a couple of PLP episodes that we're now doing live, but I think it's at a cost of about, I think it's about $10 to $12 per league manager over a 12-team league. You get together and a group of us from Going for Two will rank the teams. Yeah, part of that Empire League. That's right. Okay. Yeah, I did remember. That was a really fun league to do because they have salary cap contract. I was nerding out over it all. It was fantastic. But yeah, we'll get together and we'll each be assigned all the teams throughout the league, and you know, we'll spend time on each team, giving them advice, directions to take, things to do, moves to make, and just sort of classify the whole league and talk specifically about your league. So if you want that the privilege of participating in these live streams in that fashion, head to goingfor2.com. There's a section, a PLP section, Personal League Podcast section, that'll allow you to have the form to fill out, and then Jeff Lambert will get in contact with you and we'll organize a time to do the live stream. So it was super fun with that. And yeah, appreciate Kyle and his league mates for signing up for a PLP, because that was a lot of fun.
So you're saying it's not your burner account? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's definitely a different
Kyle Burt.
I know. Yeah. Kyle
Burt. Well, and the last name spoke to me, because I think there was a couple people in the league with the last name Burt. So there's a couple of brothers in the league or family members. I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, the name stood out. It's like, wait, wasn't that part of that league? Anyway.
Oh, man.
KG. Two picks, baby.
I'm up.
You're up.
Are we allowed to pick a homer pick?
Yeah. Kyle just did, so. Yeah.
I think all of us have, except you.
I've taken three.
Kyle, yeah, that's true. Kyle's picked a whole country pick. So,
yeah.
I am going to take a guy that only played maybe 7 years, but was the face, in my opinion, of this Denver Bronco
TD.
Nice pick.
Let's talk about TD.
Man,
those championship years didn't happen if you did not have Terrell Davis on that fucking team. Pardon my language. So he is four straight 1,000 yard seasons out of, I think he played seven. He had that 2,000 yard season. And I'm going to go a little bit homer, and I probably a little bit of a reach, but God bless him. I love that man.
I don't think it's a reach at all. I think it's
be good for totally football too.
It probably made a lot more sense than the Mike Pringle.
He's
pick,
a good football honest. Man.
Yeah. For sure.
You know what? I think you just have to, with the Mike Pringle pick, you just got to be in the know, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't know. That's definitely true. Apparently his two brothers are in it.
And
yeah, okay, that's what I thought. There were a few Burts in the league. That's right. Yeah.
And what? Or it's just and. You just and. All right.
So if I propose that that if Terrell Davis never had that knee injury, he would have been a first rounder in this
draft. Oh, absolutely. And he's so great. That's he was a Hall of Famer in a short career.
Yeah. I think that's true, too.
We were talking about this. Absolutely. Jim Brown, 9 seasons. Barry Sanders, 10 seasons. So Terrell Davis, 7 is a little shorter, but it ended up being not not that much shorter compared to those guys, right? All right, so trading Montgomery, 112, 212, and I assume it's a 24 third. I don't think the 34 thirds are available yet. For Austin Eckler, 208, 308. New managers come in and makes changes, right? I'm trying to remember what the contracts were for those players, but like if you can get elite assets like Austin Eckler, that's usually a guy I'm trying to buy. I think even from a dynasty perspective, I think right now I'd probably still rank him as a top 5 dynasty running back.
Kyle, explain that to me.
Just the trade or just the, like why I'd rank Eckler there?
No. The concept of what he's talking about is like it seems like you guys played in a league where there were contracts available. I've never seen that before.
They did. That was the personal league podcast they had done. So I was kind of familiar.
It's like so what Going For Two does is like people get a league and they say, hey, we're gonna have this league, and Jeff picks people and they each of them get a team and they help them, and it's live. It's like a live stream.
So Kyle
is in the A league
to Going For Two, and we went through their entire league and talked about certain trades to make. So I think I might have suggested for his team to try and buy elite assets and consolidate Montgomery, the 112, the 212, to be able to get Austin Eckler, giving up a couple. And I mean, he got a couple extra rookie picks as well this year. So I like the idea of trading, essentially giving up Montgomery and the 112 for Eckler, and the rest kind of washes out almost.
I feel like a bit of an idiot that I'm seeing these like a third and 20, like there's things that are like years beyond what I'm thinking.
Dynasty leagues. Yeah.
So, and I think that's part of it though, is if you can give up something like a pick that's 2 years away right now, you've got 2 years to maybe get that pick back. And maybe you are giving, when you get to 2025, maybe you're going to,
I'll take that money now. That
yeah, but exactly. Yeah. That is why I don't play Dynasty.
I'll take that money now every day.
I cannot predict what I'm going to do as soon as I take these headphones off, much less what's going to happen in 2025.
So, as soon as I pass out, I have no idea what's going on.
As soon as the wine hits.
And Jamie's taking the fastest running back ever, Chris Johnson.
Not even in my top 20.
I don't disagree with that. That guy
one of the 2,000-yard rushers.
Right after we talk about Terrell Davis. So that's a great thing.
All right. We are coming into the home stretch. Jorge final has two picks. The final two.
So real quick, I do have a connection to Michael Pringle, too. Mike Pringle.
Ooh. No.
What?
He and I graduated high school the same year. His high school was about a mile and a half from my high school. And I remember going to see the game where he played his arch rival. He had a huge game. And the incredible thing is his dad and my mom worked together at the General Motors plant right here in LA. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. Just hilarious.
My dad's a General Motors alumni too. So
absolutely. Well, it's funny because we're talking about my in-laws, Oshawa. That's where there's a big General Motors plant in Canada.
That's where I worked every summer, man.
Yeah.
How amazing. Okay. All right. So for my last two picks.
Okay.
I'm going for the number three all-time rusher, Frank Gore.
All right. Yeah.
You got to give longevity. You got to give number three, 16,000 yards.
I think he has the most games played of any running back. I believe that's true.
I believe that's true.
And my second pick, I'm going one of the great seasons because of the great season that he was the first that we already talked about thousand. So with Marshall Faulk, I'm going to go back to Roger Craig, the high stepper himself, Mr. High Knees, 1985, thousand yards. So I'm going with him.
Nice.
And I hated the 49.
I got to tell you, I have a super human man crush on Roger Craig.
Another good looking man. Another very good looking man.
I just mean that the way he ran was different than everybody else. It was it was crazy when we watched him. He was like, he's high stepping. He's all over the place. It was amazing.
And it wasn't for show. That was for real. That was real.
It was for real. And they were throwing the ball to Jerry Rice more than they were looking probably at Roger Craig at those times. He was amazing.
But I think that's an interesting point, because I was just going to say there's a couple years where Montana, like the first, I think the first two Super Bowls they won, they did without Jerry Rice. That was before Rice got there. So like certainly the early '80s, Roger Craig was a huge part of that passing game because they didn't have Jerry Rice there.
Roger Craig is very much in that same mode as that Marcus Allen player.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep.
It's a good pick.
He's a couple years younger, so I mean the passing game was a big deal.
Solid,
and a handsome son of a bitch.
Add Austin Eckler to Jefferson, Chase, Mahomes, Jacobs. Yeah, I love this move, Kyle. Good job.
Nice job, Kyle. Way to go. Way to listen to Kyle.
Because I think Jefferson, like a guy like Eckler, you want him. You're going all in for a guy like older running backs like that can produce as the RB1. You know you're not getting much trade value off him. You're buying him for the points. And if he dies on your roster, he dies on your roster. But if he gets you a title doing it, then you're happy.
Is Kyle Burt in a three-team league?
I know. Is this a 10-man league or
a
12-man
league? Is that a three-team league? Is that
what I think it's a four-team league.
It's got to be 10. Kyle, what is it, Kyle?
I thought it was 10.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
Maybe it was 12. It might actually have
been 12.
You know what? There's no way it's 12.
His wife's in the league. His sister-in-law.
Well, I know two of his brothers are in the league. But
why are you going with the girls?
I'm just saying. Oh, you know what?
12. It's a 12-team league.
What?
That's friggin' ridiculous.
Is everybody in a coma?
That's ridiculous, right there.
Somebody traded some prime assets early, Kyle took advantage.
Yeah, he did.
Damn. Is it my turn?
Yes,
it is your turn, Kevin. Very observant. All right. Last guy.
First of all, let's give a huge shout out to Jorge for wearing the purple rain shirt tonight. Let's talk about the best. I don't care what anyone says. The best Super Bowl. That might be a thing that we need to do. The best Super Bowl halftime ever in the rain in Minnesota. Boom.
No, it was Miami. It was Miami.
Oh, sorry, Miami. My bad.
From Minnesota.
Yeah, that's why we think.
The best. 100%. And I am now with, is this my last pick?
It is your last pick.
Sweet time.
I'm going to take the backup of Marcus Allen. Bo Jackson.
Oh,
Bo Jackson was my
last pick. That was Jamie's number one pick. That was Jamie's one pick.
Phenomenal.
I'm going to tell you right now that anybody that runs over Brian Bosworth and makes him look like a fool is my man. And we're talking about at the time he was the one, maybe not at that exact time, maybe the year before, he was the backup to my number two pick, Marcus Allen. So I'm filling up my backfield.
That was probably one of the best running duos.
It was crazy. It was nuts when we watched that, right?
Yeah. That's a good pick because you have both of them.
Just phenomenal. And I believe he may be the only player with multiple 90-yard touchdown runs in his career.
You might be right.
In that short
career. I remember on a Monday night,
the same game. Seattle, it was the same game.
He ran for over 200 yards that night.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to have 290-yard touchdowns, yeah, I'd hope you get close to 200.
He ran, you don't know. He may have got caught up in between the guards for a couple of times. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
So,
okay. Oh, that's phenomenal. I'm kind of annoyed at myself.
And I got to tell you, Bo Jackson's the coolest pick of the whole draft, too. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It makes sense. It went to you.
Yeah. You know, since you picked it, I can see how it's the coolest pick of the whole draft.
Stop it.
Did that and hit a home run off Nolan Ryan.
Oh.
And he caught a ball running across the
up the wall.
what was that on the wall? And how many times did he break that bat over his knee? That's crazy.
Well, apparently Terry is going with that idea, Kevin, and she's all in for the halftime show's draft. So
be the next one. Yeah. Although, are there that many halftime shows? We'd have to like five rounds.
I mean, what Michael Jackson's? I mean, technically, there's halftime shows right from the start, but it's marching bands. Yeah.
It's like the last 20 years. The last 20 years, they've been halftime
shows. I think you've got almost 30 years. I think the Michael Jackson halftime show was '93, if I'm not mistaken.
You can do it for sure. Basically, I'm sure if you get stuck with the last pick, that seems like
so. If you have four people, you can go with. Yeah, that's true. No one wants to pick the Black Eyed Peas. That would be unfortunate. I mean, Slash was there. Slash was okay, I guess.
Oh, Slash is always okay.
I mean, Slash is amazing, but sometimes even he can't save a show.
Oh, your last pick.
So the reason I went Mike Pringle in the sixth round is because I didn't know which of these like modern running backs like I've had on my own fantasy teams. I wanted to go with someone modern for that, like my own personal connection, guys I've won championships with. So I didn't know which one. So I was almost hoping one of you would at least take one or two of them to narrow it down. Not the case. So I still have three guys to choose from. That's okay. The Mike Pringle got in that list nicely at number six. So there's the guy I think is the best runner, and just because he's such a freak. But I'm going to go with, because we've already talked about both of the other 1,000 and 1,000 guys, I might as well go with the third and take Christian McCaffrey here.
Why not? Absolutely.
I also went back into my own fantasy archives, my own personal records, and he's actually the running back I have won the most fantasy championships with.
CMC?
Yeah, CMC. Two of them were last year, so it did come from a lot of 49ers version of CMC. Both the titles I won last year, he was on those teams, so it was a common connection there.
The 2020 season?
I had one team of his from the 2020 season, and then I had a championship team with McCaffrey, even though I think it was 2021, even though he missed most of that year. But the games he was in, you know, he was scoring like 30 fantasy points a game, but didn't have him for the stretch run. Was still able to get the title without him. But yeah, just thanks for helping me win all those titles, McCaffrey. And I'm sure like he's done well in the NFL too. His teams have won games. Thanks, Christian McCaffrey.
He's the most recent.
Just a part. Say again, Gio.
He's the most recent player.
Because the only active player we chose, yeah.
Yeah.
So far, I don't know who you're
going to pick.
No, I'm not choosing an active player. So yeah, he's the only active player we chose. What were you going to say,
Kim? Just a little note here.
I
live in unit 207. Christian McCaffrey's grandma lives in unit 307.
Oh.
Colorado, right? Because Ed McCaffrey's from there.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Christian, I've seen him in my building probably 3-4 times, and his grandma lives the unit above me. So
that's awesome.
He comes to see his grandma. That's sweet.
He does.
That's so nice.
He may come see his grandma, and grandma might be out of town, and he may have girls with him. I'm not saying anything, but that might happen.
What a sweet boy, McCaffrey. We have a good family guy.
Comes and visits his grandma, even when she's not home.
Thank God he went to a good Christian school.
That's lovely. It's a lovely story, Kevin. All right, my last pick. Sure.
Rashad Mendenhall.
Le'Veon Bell.
Who said that?
I said Le'Veon Bell.
That would probably make more sense, Jorge.
Do it, Le'Veon Bell.
No, I'm not. I refuse. My last pick is Larry Zonka.
Woo!
Another
bad man.
Perfect.
Thank you very much. Larry Zonka, 5-time Pro Bowl, 3-time All-Pro, Super Bowl MVP, 6,737 yards, 58 total touchdowns, 10 playoff touchdowns. Larry Regan Zonka.
Just a bad man.
Just a bad man. And that, my friends, finishes out. Here we
have. I'm shocked Dutch Clark was not selected.
I thought Red Grange would go.
Yeah. Got to get those NFL 100 guys on.
I'm not shocked on any of them. All right, Jorge's team, running backs, Earl Campbell, Eric Dickerson, Marshall Faulk, Jerome Bettis, Edrin James, Frank Gore, Roger Craig, KG, Walter Payton, Marcus Allen, LT, Tony Dorsett, OJ, Terrell Davis, Bo Jackson, Kyle, Jim Brown, Emmett Smith, AP, Steven Van Buren, which I cannot believe he took because that was going to be my next pick. Jim Taylor, Mike Pringle, and CMC. Mine, Gail Sayers, Barry Sanders, Franco Harris, Thurman Thomas, Marion Motley, Curtis Martin, and Larry Zonka. That, my friends, concludes. And, wait a minute. And Jamie's last pick. Darn Eastern State. University, Darnell Jefferson. Jamie, I'm afraid, went completely Homer on us, like Cleveland picks the whole time. So I'm not even sure if we can count.
I took a CFL running back.
I would love to do. I propose we do this. I propose we do this again with 90s and 2000 running backs. Like let's narrow this down and have some fun. You know, then you know what? Rich Waters is top 10, right? Like, let's have some fun.
I think this was fun. I enjoyed it awesome. Immensely.
This is great. Jorge, I love this.
Jorge, for suggesting this.
Jorge, thank you for giving us this topic. And tell us where we can find all the best ball information and your great interviews, please, sir.
Oh, yeah. Just Familia FFB on YouTube. And we're also on, if you want audio, all my YouTubes are on Apple, Google, Spotify. Just go to Familia FFB. You can find me on Twitter at JorgeMartin17. And go there. You'll see some of my content. Some of my content's on Fantasy Pros, Fantasy Points, also FamiliaFFB.com. But also when you go to FamiliaFFB.com, go to the playlist Cookout. You're going to see a great interview that I did with Gladys. So that was an awesome interview. Yes, it was a great interview. Some great interviews in there in that playlist. Interviews in there on minority content creators in the industry who are, you know, some great names. Marcus Grant's in there, Troy King, just so many. Tara Roberts, just so many great people. That, in fact, we just had one come out with Tank Williams and Chris Allen, which was absolutely phenomenal.
Tank Williams does the small bites, right?
With Yahoo.
Yahoo? Okay, but Tank Williams, you guys need to look up Tank Williams on Twitter because he's freaking hilarious. And he gives like the greatest like 2-minute expose on whatever he's thinking about. It's really good. I think if I'm thinking of the right person, and I think I am, no?
I think, yeah.
I like if on my Twitter, I will, when I get his, I will retweet it so you guys can get it there.
Well, I'm following him now, so thanks, Gladys, for this.
You're welcome. Hey, all right, Kyle, where can we find you, my friend?
Well, I'm on Twitter at Senra Says. If you like what I had to say, come back next Thursday because every two Thursdays, Gladys and I split. So next Thursday, it won't be in no particular order. Instead, it'll be the Dynasty Gambit. So alongside my co-hosts Brian and Gator, Jay. We like calling him Gator, though. He's a Florida fan. But alongside of them, we'll just be talking. I think at this point, we're talking Dynasty rookie drafts and then Dynasty fallout of the NFL draft. I also have press coverage on Mondays. So, again,
who are you doing this Monday? You're on this Monday. Kyle will be on this Monday.
Yeah, Monday, May 15th with Matt Hicks.
Yay.
Yeah.
I've played
leagues with Matt before, but I've never actually podcasted with him. So this will be a fun conversation.
And then
we need to do a podcast league.
Podcast league? Oh.
Yes. All of us in it.
I picked Curtis Martin, Jamie, didn't I?
Yes.
Jamie.
Yeah, you did.
I picked Curtis Martin.
Oh, Jamie.
Come on, Jamie.
Curtis Martin, sixth round pick.
Thank you. Jamie. Damn it.
Jamie drunk.
Jamie is drunk. All right, and KG will be
number six all time.
KG will be not next Thursday, but the Thursday after. He will be back on with us again. We might be doing halftime shows. I don't even know what we're doing in that Thursday.
We have to send an apology ahead of time for me being on again.
Yeah, we have to have everyone prepared. Like,
see, I think people love it so much they'll tune back in for you, Kev.
I know. I think they will just to see what kind of wine you're drinking. You know?
If anybody's going to follow me, it's on Instagram. I'm at KG Denver 70 on Instagram. And you're better off following my hot girlfriend outside of me because she's fantastic. And
I'm just what very, is her very Instagram? Basic. What is your hot girlfriend?
I got it. I'll do that for next time. It's off the top of my head. Like,
suspense. You're a
true professional. You sort of screwed the GL. Thanks.
Yeah, no.
Did Alexandra Daddario is...
All right.
Denim and I don't know, whatever.
Okay, Jamie's just like pulling up obscure names now because
you know, well, he's got the nickname Smash from the Dillon Panthers. Did they play against the Dayton Triangles?
Oh my goodness, Jamie. Jamie needs to come on again soon too. Okay, I want to thank everyone because we've gone like way over. I'm sorry. Kyle Burt and the Empire League, thank you for joining us. Jamie, always thank you for joining us. TV, Terry, we will see you in 2 weeks. Thank you for joining us and putting in your football contents because I know that it was painful for you. Dynasty Jax, it's a pleasure meeting you, my friend. Thank you for joining us. Jay, my co-host on Mondays. Thank you for joining us and everyone else. Ramon, thank you for joining us. Kevin did not put down the wine, but it was a good suggestion. Thank you for joining us. Jorge, thank you so very much for your topic and for being here. Everyone, do look up Familia. It is really, really good. It has really good content. Jorge is the most excellent interviewer ever. Next to Kyle, who is the most excellent interviewer ever. So,
too kind, Gladys.
I am too kind. All right, you guys, thank you so much. We will see you in 2 weeks. Come see Kyle Monday and Thursday. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks to you three pros doing awesome.
Salute.
Appreciate you all.
Salute.